Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. What's happening? Episode 199.
Part deux.
Speaking of.
We're doing something. If you can see, we're doing it. We're on our way. We're on. Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, like Hot Shots Part Two. Mm-hmm. On our way to Sonic. Sonic was so far away, we had to drive half the day, stay in a hotel, motel.
Yeah, we're in a motel. And we even brought decorations for this episode. So this is the anticipatory episode for the big episode.
I like the way you said that. That was good. Anticipatory.
Yeah. Guys.
That was nice.
So we are very, very excited for Sonic tomorrow. And I do want to say something since we were just saying part deux.
Uh-huh.
French. We have so much to talk about today. More than we anticipated because so much happened today. That was crazy. But I'm going to read comments later. And one of the comments I feel like I should read now. It does have to do with the pronunciation of, you know, I just said part deux, and it reminded me last week we read a comment about how we say
charcuterie when it's charcuterie.
Charcuterie. So we were saying charcuterie.
Oh, it's char.
And then,
but so I was
then,
sha.
Yeah. So dang. Now that's a new one. There's more comments that are like, wait, what? I thought it was charcuterie, not charcuterie. So we're still saying it wrong. Charcuterie.
No, I looked it up.
Charcuterie.
I looked it up.
I don't know. I'm going to say it wrong. Charcuterie. We're saying it wrong and we're sorry. We definitely are saying it wrong still. But other than that, we did get a lot of great comments about things to get at Sonic. Eric and I have never been to a Sonic before. And so we have a crazy long list of stuff that you guys recommended. Keep it coming. Oh, I guess by the time this episode comes out, we'll have already
Here's
gone.
The exact phonetics for
charcuterie.
Yeah, charcuterie.
Char. So it's not charcuterie. It's char.
Char sounds like char, S-H-A-H-R. The C-H is soft. Coo is like K-O-O. And Tari is like T-U-H-R-E-E.
I don't think you need to teach them. I think you and I are the only ones who don't know how to do it. But
it's cheese and meat and bread and jam on a board.
We like it. We just
Let's call it that.
I'm sorry. It's very cringe. But we have a lot to discuss.
Surely.
Do you want to go first? Who you think needs to relax? Or do you want me to go first?
You can go first. I went first last time.
So who I think needs to relax is... not a person. It's a sea creature.
Okay.
It's an octopus.
Oh, you're going to do it.
It's an octopus.
This is like,
guys, we had a crazy day.
That was the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was really silly.
So we are...
I've never lost something that I valued.
Yeah.
And been like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Like it's really wild.
So we are traveling right now. And so we decided to stop at one of our favorite beaches
My favorite beach.
Yeah. I wanted to look for rocks. There weren't any rocks. It's not really rock hunting season, but the tide was low and it was low enough to reveal some tide pools. So we were looking in tide pools and there was a bunch of awesome sea anemones, which is another word I found out recently I say wrong.
Anemone.
Wait, which one is it?
Anemone.
We're saying it different.
Sea anemone.
Anemone or anemone?
Wow. No.
Is it anemone or is it anemone?
I don't know.
Which one is it? No, I say anemone. I think I say anemone. Oh my God. I don't know what I say. I say whatever the kids say. That word reminds me of self-help, where I wrote a book called Self-Health. And now I have a hard time remembering which is the right way to say it. And the kids say anemone. They say it the wrong way. And I say it like them. So I never can remember which way is right. But
when you only talk to 3 and 6 year olds all day, like you're not going to say words perfectly.
What is it?
Anemone.
Yeah. You said it wrong. So, I think just now.
No, I was saying it right. I was the one saying it right.
Roll the tape.
See anemone. See,
no, you're saying it wrong right now.
Oh, I am. See, anemone. See, anemone.
No, that was wrong.
See, anemone.
No, that was wrong. See, anemone.
See, anemone.
There you go. Or it's not. I think we all have been saying, our family says, see, anemone or something. Like we're saying,
anemone.
That's wrong.
Anemone.
No, that's wrong too. We don't know how to talk. Anyway, there were lots of cool sea anemones and hermit crabs and just really cool sea life. And we were having a blast looking at it all.
Sea anemone.
Uh-huh.
Sea anemone.
Wait, oh, it's not sea anemone.
Oh, sea anemone.
Love.
That's good.
Okay. So Eric is looking through the tide pools and he's like,
there's like little fish in there. Like,
he's trying, he's like, I want to catch a fish. And because even though
I want to catch a little fish to take, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Even though Flynn's not with us, even when we're not with our kids, we're only thinking about our kids.
Yeah.
And so we weren't looking for rocks or seashells or enjoying the sunset. We were looking for sea creatures to take pictures and videos of to show to Flynn.
No.
So that's what we were both doing, like separately. I was looking for nudibranchs. You were looking for everything. He was like, in that moment, you were looking for a fish. And then all of a sudden he's like, octopus, octopus. He's like screaming octopus.
And I've never found an octopus in a tide pool before.
Yeah.
And wouldn't think to ever. Like I know we've caught them in our hoop net traps when me and Flynn have gone crabbing and stuff, but like I've never seen one in a tide pool. And it was the biggest one I'd ever seen in person that wasn't in an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I was freaking out.
It was
I just
cool.
started screaming octopus over and over again. You ran over. Yeah.
So I ran over and I tried to film, but I did a terrible job because I was trying to look with my eyeballs and not with the camera lens because I just wanted to see what was going on. So Eric wanted it to come out of, it was like under this rock. And so you're not supposed to be touching sea creatures in the wild like this.
No.
So we weren't going to put our hand in there and try to like grab it. So he just took
I've been bitten by a baby one before and it hurt.
So he just grabbed his glasses. He was trying to like, not even touch it. He was just trying to like get it to go the opposite way. So he put it kind of behind where
Can
the
I tell this
was.
Part?
Of course.
So the only, there's no like, driftwood or anything that sticks or anything. That's, but, and I don't want to touch it because I'm scared if I've been bitten by one before.
Well, and you don't want to touch it with anything.
Yeah, and I don't want
to like,
and I thought it was, its back was against like a rock. Like I thought it was trapped in this tide pool, like against a rock. And I was like, wanted to see it. And so I was like, I can coax it out with what? My sunglasses. So I take my sunglasses off and pull the ear part off. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to coax it out of its little corner that it's backed into with my sunglasses. All the sun, and I'm not kidding. Can I see your hand?
Mm-hmm. On your hand?
On my full entire hand,
you didn't
tell
me
fist,
that.
Whatever. All of its tentacles, and this is a massive octopus, engulfed my hand, grabbed the sunglasses, and ripped them out of my hand. And he wasn't against a corner. He was in his home. It was his burrow or whatever. And he then scooted back
deep into the
abyss of whatever it was under a boulder. And
Eric's like, he took my sunglasses. He stole my sunglasses.
We have. Did you have some of it on tape
somewhere? I don't know.
Play some of it now.
Maybe if I can find it. I don't know if it'll be in a vlog if it's not on this for sure. But it was crazy. And then we were just like laughing
hysterically.
Just the idea of an octopus.
They were $99 sunglasses that I bought 2 weeks ago. I was pretty excited, pretty pumped about them. And I've, I'm, What a way. I've lost, and I'm sure we all have lost sunglasses. I feel like that's a common thing that people lose. I've lost a lot of different sunglasses in a lot of different ways. This way, I was like, take them. And I totally hope that he's wearing, I know they like toys, right? I know they like.
Yeah. I think they're very curious creatures.
Yeah. Very smart, very curious.
I can't get over the fact that there is an octopus living in its cool little hidden cave rock. And he has $100 rose tinted sunglasses in his house.
It was so strong. Yeah, I didn't tell you this part. It was so strong, engulfed my whole hand, which kind of freaked me out. So I don't know if I was giving like my full like grip or whatever, but it was so crazy that he fully engulfed my hand and then sucked the sunglasses out of my hand.
Crazy. Well, that's what we get for like trying to even slightly interrupt in his space. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't believe that really happened.
It was crazy.
Stop laughing about it.
So now I'm like, oh, we have to write a song about an octopus that wears sunglasses. Like we have to.
Or something, like a children's book.
But then things got even crazier. So like we were looking at all the different creatures at the ocean, and it was so beautiful. And then the sun was setting. It was like the perfect time at the coolest beach. And like now an octopus has cool sunglasses.
I know it's my favorite. It literally is my favorite beach. And it's not like really a public beach. It's kind of like you're on this freeway, and we just found it one day because we went to this random turnoff, like where you kind of just turn around on this like obscure freeway. And there was like a trail down to a beach, and we found this like perfect beach with that. We had really good.
I don't think there's ever been anyone
really
else
good agates.
Yeah.
Really good agates with really good banding.
Yeah, a lot of good agates we found there, and a lot of good
rock terms.
Mushroom rhyolite I found a lot of, and a lot of like geode type rocks, like crystallized rocks. It's a really cool beach, but we also always find really cool sea life. Like we've found gumboot chitons there, like these huge gumboot chitons. We found starfish there before,
abalone shells. I found one of my favorite pieces of sea glass I found at that beach.
Like we love that beach. And so the fact that today we had another magical experience where like,
dude,
he literally was just trying to like shush the like
come
move
on here.
The water to
here,
be like
here's
come
my
here
sunglasses.
Come over here and
this. Like so I did it like this, like with the
not
with
touching the octopus,
the
just trying
just,
to like
just be like
come here, because he
come
wanted
so we
to
could
it
see him,
could,
so,
come
you could
so
only
see
like, I made eye contact with him, but I can only see like a bit of him, and I'm like, oh, that's a big octopus in a tide pool.
Yeah,
so I was like, come on here, and he was like,
it was crazy. So then we're like walking back, because it's like a pretty long, the trail is pretty far to get to the beach. So we're walking on this long trail like back, and I was like, wow, that was such a magical experience. Like, I'm so glad we did this.
Just
and
like
so
those top here
holding hands
sun,
in this as
in
the sun
sunset.
Is setting, talking about how great that was. And all of a sudden, I see the most beautiful, bright colored snake. I know snakes are like a big ick for a lot of people, but it was literally so gorgeous.
Did we figure out
and
what
it was
kind
just,
it was yet?
I didn't look it up, okay. But like it was just like going right in front of us, and it was a bit, it was little, it was really cute.
It's a baby.
And it was just going across the trail, and I was like, I couldn't even say like how you were with the octopus, where you're like, octopus, octopus, octopus. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I didn't know what
so
you were
excited.
Looking at. Or freaking out.
Yeah, you
yeah,
were like, what?
Yeah, it was.
What? But it was so pretty. It was like black and white, but like the deepest black and the brightest neon white.
Like
it was so pretty.
If checkered Vans was a snake, it was like that.
It was really, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so then Eric, because he's a psychopath, goes and he picks it up.
I caught that snake.
He caught the snake very gently. And it
was like,
I can't
remember the last time I caught a snake.
But it was like,
it was probably six.
Don't do that at home. We're not encouraging that behavior. Don't encroach, is that the word? On a wildlife species habitat, you know, we're in their home. Respect them. What I'm saying is that he did it really gently. Like the snake was just so chill. He just kind of like went up to it and like gently lifted it up. And this thing was so happy and chill to just be in your hand. It was just like, just
well,
sliding
like,
around his hand.
I'm like,
just
dude,
like
I know
super
snakes.
Cute.
I just got a pet snake. My son loves snakes. I needed Flynn to see it. I needed like evidence
so
for him to
cool.
see. I wanted to be cool, a cool dad to my son that I caught a snake
in the wild.
And it was such a chill, gorgeous snake.
I was like, I want to take this one home.
Yeah.
Well, of course we didn't and we wouldn't, but.
Octopus stole my sunglasses forever.
Yeah, he tried to get him back too. He just like sat there for a long time. I was like, maybe he'll come back out. Maybe we can bait him out.
I thought he would come back out.
I was trying to bait him out with stuff. I was like, maybe I'll put a really pretty shell. But I'm like, he lives next to shells. Like, he doesn't care about shells. But I was just trying to think, what will like glisten that he might be curious about?
He loves
sunglasses.
My rose tinted sunglasses.
It was just crazy. So that I say that he needs to relax, but he doesn't need to. He's relaxed now. He's got cool sunglasses.
It's just been a cool day.
It was fun. Well, but it wasn't.
On our adventure to Sonic. What do you mean?
it didn't start out great.
Oh, because you...
It was a really weird start to our day.
Yeah.
I had a weird... It's in a vlog. I talk about it in a vlog at some point. So if you saw that, then you saw that. But long story short, I had a weird panic attack, question mark. It was very random. But then I was fine after a while. So I don't know what happened there. That was really weird. It was the only time I've ever had a panic attack where it wasn't spurred by anything. It just like happened.
You had a medical episode, it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
In a Taco Bell parking lot.
It was of so all places. Weird.
But it was so concerning that I was like, is this it? Is this?
It was really weird.
Is this how you go out and it's going to be in a Taco Bell parking lot?
Well, it wasn't even like I was just like hyperventilating or something. It was like I was feeling nauseous and I was feeling calm though. And then all of a sudden it was just like a snap, not calm, dry heaving, violent shaking. That was the scary part to me, was that my body was like violently shaking. And then everything started going numb. I was like, well, what's happening to me? It was so weird.
I'm just rubbing your back and just
all
the people parked around us were just eating their Taco Bell in their cars at 3 p.m.
All I can remember like really is... you saying, I'm going to find a hospital.
It got to that point.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm fine. It was really weird. But then I was fine. So that was weird. But then that day ended up being really magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who needs to relax for you, love?
I stole my sunglasses and I caught a snake. I mean, it doesn't get much better than
that. Yeah, it's pretty great.
And we found some cool rocks.
I found a couple cool rocks. Yeah.
I got a couple stories. I don't know where to start, but I feel like all that was so personal, so I'm going to go with something not personal.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think needs to relax is Minions.
Mm.
Minions has come into our life full force.
Our kids really love the movies, Minions.
So, you know, we have a very balanced screen time regimen in our house, but Netflix was like, we're going to put all four Minions movies plus bonus content, like bonus weird episodes of Minions things, all at once. And it has overwhelmed our, like they love the Minions.
Mm-hmm.
Despicable Me, the Minions. It's been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been nightmares.
Yeah, that's there's a new been development.
There's been adjustments to Halloween costumes that we thought were really good ideas.
I'm devastated about
that.
So now
I'm like, all our three kids, they want to be Minions.
They'll change their mind again.
And I'm like, guys, this came out in like 2006.
I know.
And I'd never seen the Minions. I was aware of it because it was like, oh, Steve Carell is doing this voiceover in this like kind of like, what, I don't know if it's DreamWorks or whatever. It's not Pixar.
I don't know what it is.
So I never seen them, but now all of a sudden there's like 16 hours of Minions content.
Right.
And it's these yellow creatures.
I think people know what Minions are, right?
You've never heard of Minions. Let me explain what Minions. They're like these little yellow, what are they like Tic Tacs with feet and legs. They got eyes. Sometimes some of them have two, some of them have one. And they talk, but they don't talk in like a language that you and I would understand.
The only
you know?
Thing I know of Minions is they go, oh, banana.
And they go, oh, banana. Oh, King Bob. You know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah. But like when you have three children under six, young children, and they're impressionable, and that's what, you know, the entertainment they're given for like some sort of like, you know, calm down break or whatever, the little bit of screen time that they're allowed, and then they become those things. It's pretty intense.
Whose fault was this?
I don't know. But then also like our kids love music. Obviously, like, you know, we've written a lot of songs for them. We play music for them. They love music. They love dance parties. And when it was truck tunes, I was like, yeah, these are bangers. Well, I love truck tunes. When it was Paw Patrol, like there's some okay songs from Paw Patrol. And when it was
Super Kitties is
great.
Stuff.
There's some whoever's writing the songs for Super Kitties, you're doing a great job.
Vita the Vet, great music.
Whoever's behind the music there,
love Vita the Vet.
Please take this as a a wholehearted compliment. You're writing great music for that show.
Even Danny Go, honestly, some of his stuff I like.
Danny Go, you're killing it. Minions are just covering famous songs. Like, so there is Minions on Spotify, and they just cover I Will Survive or YMCA or I don't know, some other like really heavy dance beat one. Like, I mean, there's the whole thing is just that they do covers of very famous songs, but just with, instead of it being lyrics, it's just like, they do a song from Hair in the movie, the musical Hair. Mm-hmm. But they just do it in the Minion language, and very talented voice actors, I'm sure. But when you're driving kids to school and they want to listen to Minions YMCA, and they say, can you turn it louder? It becomes a dark time as a parent.
Yeah. I don't know how Minions started happening in our house, because I have never showed them those movies or talked about the Minions at all to them.
They've infected us.
But how was it you who showed it to them the first time?
I think I put it on. I think I was the first one to put it on, because I was, some sort of tiff was, you know, they were arguing over some sort of thing, and we're having, okay, well, let's have some calm down time. We can watch a video.
You know. And you chose Minions to calm down to?
Well, because it was long. Because like, this is a long one. You know what I mean? This gives me some time to take deep breaths.
I will say, the start of the story, he said,
and I like movies.
Since the kids started watching the Minions, there's been this. And he said, there's been nightmares. There was one nightmare. And since then, we don't watch Minions.
Oh yeah. Something they've watched, they have a nightmare of them. Yeah. Done.
So they had a nightmare, and we'd let them watch it again if they really wanted to, but like, we just remind them like, hey, this gave you nightmares, remember? You know? Yeah. And so we don't watch it now. So that's why I'm hopeful that like Halloween costumes will go back, because the Halloween costumes originally, Wesley wanted to be a granola bar. Brilliant.
A genius.
And he calls it a granola bar.
Come on.
So good.
What's cuter than that, walking around
Flynn wanted to be a Hercules beetle. A giant Hercules beetle.
Build that out of your foam and
Maisie
stick
wants,
sewing.
Yeah. Maisie wants to be a kitty cat princess doctor. Brilliant costumes. Amazing costumes. Now all of a sudden, they just want minion onesies.
They just
want
to be Bob. What are their
names? I don't know their names.
But they do. And they're like, Flynn's like, oh no. Wesley's Bob, and I'm Stuart, and I'm Kyle, whatever their names are.
I don't
are.
Know. But if I will support and be excited for them for whatever costumes they want. But
and if you love Minions, and maybe they're great for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they need to relax.
I agree.
I think it was so much Minions content all at once. And right. It's just.
Yeah, I agree. Goodbye, Minions.
Yeah. Goodbye, Minions.
Yeah. We have, I'm going to read some comments, I think, because there's a game I want to play that's from the comments. Unless it's something else you wanted to talk about really quick.
No.
Or not quick or long, however you want to talk about something. There's a few comments I want to read. You guys have been leaving great comments in anticipation for the 200th episode. There's so many comments we're going to go over, so many fun things we're discussing in next week's fun extravaganza. But this is another thing that's kind of confusing me. So last week we talked about the pronunciation of my name and the pronunciation of your name. Uh-huh. This kind of blew my mind. Blue Lorax said, I have a friend that's named Eric and he pronounces it Eric, not Eric. Okay. But it's spelled E-H-H-R-I-K, not A-I-R.
Eric.
But wait, I don't understand. That's the same.
Eric.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Eric.
No, look. Eric and Eric. What's the difference? I don't see a difference.
I would say Eric and not Eric.
Eric, that's not how you spell A. The E-H-H is E.
Eric.
Eric and Eric. Eric. Oh, Eric
well,
and
that's,
Eric.
That honestly is the most similar thing that we've come
Eric,
up with or they've come up with
Eric.
For Colleen. Because
well, what
very,
do you
it's a
say?
Very subtle. Eric.
Say it again?
Eric.
So you say Eric.
Eric.
Not Eric.
I feel like it's more of like an ER, but like Eric. Yeah. It's not, I don't say Eric. I say Eric.
You are saying Eric.
I don't say Eric. I say Eric.
That's the same. That's the same exact thing.
A-I-R,
mm-hmm.
Eric.
Yeah.
E-R, Eric.
Lovey. Am I?
I don't hear a difference. I don't say Eric. I say Eric. I don't say Eric. I say Eric.
Love, you're saying the same thing.
I'm not saying the same thing.
I don't
thing.
Think that's what they're saying. I think
it's
they're
my name. No, but is this listen, what happened to you last
no, no,
week?
No, listen, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying Eric.
Yeah, I know what they're saying. I know
and
what they're
you
saying.
Say Eric.
I don't say Eric.
But you don't say Eric.
I don't. No, I say Eric.
That's Eric.
No.
Wait, Eric. This is like the,
that was good.
That's like the pink conversation to me.
Yeah, no, it's so picture the word air, but spelled with an E. And just being an
E. Eric?
No, like so how it's spelled. E R.
Mm-hmm. Eric.
I K.
Eric. Eric. No, and you not, say Eric. I know you say Eric.
Don't, no.
What?
Stop. We just said it real bad. Because you're hitting the air. Air.
Eric.
You're saying air, like the air we breathe. Like
I don't know. I just feel like that comment, I was like, I had a really hard time differentiating between what you meant, even Eric and Eric. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Next
Please.
Comment.
Sure.
Sorry. The next one I wanted to read is from Nicole 1286. I just thought this was a very sweet comment.
Hey, Nicole.
Love you both. This is Def, my favorite podcast. Thank you, Nicole. And here's the game I wanted to play. Hey, Chrissy said, you should do the TikTok trend where you show a picture of a celebrity you think the other person wouldn't know. And we've done games like this in the past.
This is a TikTok trend? We've been doing this since we started.
Yeah, I've never seen this TikTok trend if it is a trend, but I thought it'd be fun to do this.
Because, we've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah, Eric's always showing me people that I don't know. And since we're coming up on the 200th episode and we have so many things planned for the next episode that I was like, maybe this is something we can put into this one instead. So Eric has always shown me celebrities or asked me who celebrities are. And I don't know celebrities. I'm really bad at names and I'm really bad at celebrities. I don't know anything. And it's kind of, we've always done that, but I have some that I'm going to show him.
Yeah, you've
that
never really
I
done it to me.
He won't know.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do right now. So do you want to go first or I'll go first for you?
You go first. Your idea.
Okay. My
your challenge.
This
you
is
go first.
The first celebrity that is very famous that I don't think Eric will know. He'll probably know all of these, honestly. But this is the first one. If you're watching, you should, you know what? I'm just going to have them pop up on the screen because it's just not going to focus. All right. Who's that?
Sutton Foster.
Oh, come on. Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
You don't?
Give me your first name.
Cheetah.
Cheetah Rivera.
Uh-huh. Who's that?
Is that Hillary Duff?
No.
Hailey Duff?
No.
Oh, Ashley Tisdale.
Oh my God, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Rattling off ears. Tate McRae.
Oh my God. I'm shocked you know who that is. Okay, who's this?
Well, she just did a thing on the VMAs where she was dancing in sand. And so
she was,
they were like talking about her. Dua Lipa.
No. Who is this?
Is that your friend? I feel like I don't know. I don't know their name though.
Bretman Rock.
Okay, yes.
Bretman Rock. Who's this?
That's
come on, Lovey.
Starts with a K?
Who is it?
Does it start with a K?
No.
She's very funny female comedian on TikTok right now. I know she does The Lorax and the Mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even
Ashby.
Show you that one.
Oh,
you knew it.
You're not going to get any
I am
of mine.
So proud of
yours
you.
Are more. You're not going to get, and you're not going to get any of mine.
I'm really proud of you that you knew Ashby. I love Ashby. I think she's so funny.
I thought of that. I mean, I thought of her name. You didn't have to give me a hint.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I thought it started with a K, but
I thought I was going to have him beat, but well, here we go. I think people think that I'm faking it when we do this.
Okay. Ready?
You need
And
to-
I tried to pick like really famous ones where I'm like, I think she would probably know these.
Okay, listen.
All of them.
If maybe I will know all of them, but if I don't know them, you need to like, I think people think I'm faking it.
She's
we
not,
have this conversation,
she's not faking
no
it.
Cameras, no microphones. Every day we have conversations like this. I never know anyone. Okay.
I'm just going to show you pictures of
great,
very famous people that I'm like, I think she probably will get these, all of them.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
I have never seen that person in my life, and I'm not joking. I do not know who that is. Is that a football player?
Good. Okay. Yeah.
See, why would you think I would know who that is?
Because he's the one who throws the ball.
They all throw the
ball. To Travis Kelce, who's recently engaged to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know Travis Kelce is.
Uh-huh. So who's the quarterback?
Isn't his name like Andrew or something? Is it Andrew?
Andrew.
McDonald.
Andrew McDonald, quarterback of the Chiefs.
What's his name?
Patrick Mahomes.
What? Patrick? I was way off. Why do I think his name is Andrew?
Really? Yeah, okay.
That doesn't look like him, to be honest. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Uh-huh. No.
I've never seen
him. I gave you like very, these are not like
that's
obscure.
That's obscure. That person's not a famous person. That's like a doctor. I've never seen that person.
Their last name is Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. Is that really who that is?
It's Keanu, but yeah.
Well, I don't think that I've seen Keanu. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was Keanu. I think we've had this conversation before.
Okay, maybe.
On this podcast.
Maybe when I was showing you famous actors.
Is there another person named Keanu?
It's Keanu, no.
Well, I've never seen that picture. And honestly, I don't remember any picture of that person.
You ever see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I thought that was a cartoon. That's not a cartoon?
Did they make that into a cartoon? No, the original movie wasn't, no.
No, I haven't seen
it. Point Break? Yeah.
Nope.
Well, it's a good movie. The Matrix?
I've heard of that one.
What?
Isn't that one where it's like a dream you can't get out of or something?
Well, just the way you said it, I've heard of that one.
I have.
You're just like
it's just like someone who's like dreaming over and over or something, right?
Uh-huh.
The Matrix?
Sure.
Okay.
Who's that?
Oh, no. Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I know Meryl
Streep.
That
was a layup one, but like, I was like, I feel like she could get it wrong.
No.
I was like, I could show her a picture of Meryl Streep and she like wouldn't know who Meryl Streep was.
I did almost say Glenn Close.
But even still, if you knew Glenn Close, like that's pretty good.
Well, Meryl Streep though is like an icon.
Who's that?
That's gotta be some football player or something that I don't know. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Their last name is James.
Charles.
Charles James?
No, James Charles. I don't know who
that
is.
Their last name is James.
Their last name's James?
Uh-huh. Very famous basketball player.
Yeah, so I don't know that person. Michael Jordan's the only one I know. That's the only one I know.
LeBron?
LeBron James. Oh, is that what he looks like? Did he marry a Kardashian?
He did not. No, that
what?
Was... That was
didn't a basketball player marry a Kardashian?
Yeah, it was a different one, yeah. Didn't go well, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think, yeah.
That's too bad.
He's doing too great. Last one. I'm giving you a bonus one.
Oh, people like
because
him.
Because we wear
people
similar like glasses.
People like him. Crap, what is his name? Pedro Pascal.
Whoa! You win the game.
I can't believe I pulled that out.
Where did you pull that out of?
Because he's on TikTok a lot. People like, but people like make edits of him. People really like him.
I was like, who's like in everything right now?
So I haven't seen him in anything. I've never seen him in a show or something. But like, I know that people really like him a lot.
Okay, bonus.
What the heck? Is that the Here's Johnny guy? Is that the Here's
Jack
Johnny?
Jack Nicholson?
That's him, right?
No.
What? Yes, it is.
No.
The guy who's
this
like,
is
Here's
the other
Johnny.
Actor that's like, the other male actor that I'm saying is in everything right now.
That's Jack Nicholson?
No.
Mm.
His last name is Goggins.
What?
Close.
Watt Goggins?
Close.
I don't know who that is. I've never seen him
before. Walton Goggins.
Is he that's Johnny guy or whatever?
No.
We've talked about this before too. And
similar,
I can't remember what it's supposed
similar
to
say. Similar hairline.
It says here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Right? And that's him.
Walton Goggins. No, he was in The White Lotus just now. He's in
the
show.
Oh, I didn't
Fallout,
see this season.
He's literally in like everything right now.
Oh,
as
good.
Pedro Pascal, but like.
Goggins?
Goggins.
Yeah, I didn't know any of them. I think I lost.
I think so. I think I got... Did you not expect me to get some? You didn't think I would know Sutton Foster?
I didn't think you would know Sutton Foster.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I
saw The Drowsy Chaperone.
I like that show.
You don't give me enough credit, man.
I don't want to show off no more.
I got all that I need.
What? I don't want to sing tunes no more.
because I don't need to sing in tunes.
I don't want to ride moons no more.
Ride moons?
I don't remember what the words are. I just kind of made that up maybe. I don't want to show off. Come on.
I just want to show up.
I don't want to wear this no more.
So I don't wear underwear. What?
What?
Last time I saw the show, they were.
Be the saucy Swiss Miss no more.
It doesn't work if neither of us know
the
lyrics.
Yeah, we don't. Both don't. Yeah. But I do want to play that game where we sing a duet.
Right. But you would have to know the musical that you claim to be such a fan of.
Well, I haven't listened to it in a very long time.
What's the drowsy? So I saw it on Broadway. No idea what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
But like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about?
You saw it.
But I have no idea. But I even in watching it and seeing it, I was like,
I haven't seen it since it was on Broadway too. But it's like this.
What's the story?
This older man. He's like talking about all his favorite records, and he's like explaining to the audience his favorite show, like The Drowsy Chaperone, which is just kind of like a classic old musical theater Broadway show. It's just a cute little. Kind of pokes fun at
it's inside the, jokes at musical theater.
Yeah, but it's Boy. And so it's like campy musical theater, classic. It's really cute though. It's really
there's
good.
Musical, but musical theater really like commenting on musical theater. I feel like that's
be really
trap.
Funny. No, it can be really funny.
I feel like
the
that's
Adolfo
trap.
Song.
I can sing it high, Adolfo. I can sing it.
But who was that for?
Adolfo.
That's for.
I can sing it really fast, Adolfo.
I just feel like that's for musical theater. It's that's not. There's not like a you know.
Yeah. Well, some people do the like musical, making fun of a musical thing really well. It's really right. funny in Book of Mormon. They do a great job of it in Book
sure.
of Mormon.
Sure.
They do a great job of it in Spamalot.
I saw that also. Never saw Spamalot.
There's a great duet in Spamalot. It's called The Song That Goes Like This. Once in every show, there comes a song like this. Something starts off low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song? Sorry, it's the guy part. You should be singing this.
Oh, sorry.
It goes like this.
Now it's my turn?
Well, technically now it's my turn because I just did your turn.
Okay.
A sentimental song that casts some magic spell.
Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
They all will hum along, will overact like hell. Oh, this
I feel like
is
I would enjoy
song
this.
That goes
not that I'm not enjoying
this.
It now, but I feel like I would enjoy that show because it's Monty. It's like based on Monty
yeah,
Python
it's great.
Stuff. I feel like I would like that.
Spamalot's fun. It's cute. anyway, why are we talking about that?
What do you mean?
Moving on to the next topic. Sorry, did you have more things you needed to say, my love? You have.
I just want to get us prepared for what's happening on our adventure to Sonic.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I want to talk about some like orders and just see like if this is something you're going to order and you will eat.
We're ordering essentially the whole entire menu.
Sure. Number one, it seems like people are commenting we have to have is a cherry limeade.
Yeah.
Are you right? Prepared to have a cherry limeade?
Well, yeah, we're going to order all of the things that they've recommended to us.
Okay, how about this? A foot-long quarter-pound Coney dog with a side of tater tots?
Yeah.
Tater tots came up a bunch. I'm in anticipation. I'm talking about the recommendations.
Okay. Yeah.
Not interesting.
No, you can. You can tell us. I'm going to eat those things.
Well, I'm nervous because this gets weirder.
Okay.
Than what I just said, which seemed pretty weird to me.
Okay.
But a classic Sonic drink, any flavor slushy,
mm-hmm.
with Nerds candy on it.
Sounds great. I love Nerds.
What is this elusive fast food restaurant that has been producing commercials and playing them
in
local
guys,
ad markets where we weren't, that restaurant wasn't available and they're putting Nerds candy in their drinks.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you have to try that. And it's a normal thing.
This has been in case you don't know why we're going to Sonic for our 200th episode, that we didn't believe Sonic existed because we kept getting ads for Sonic, but we've never seen a Sonic in person because there's never been one near where we've lived. And then everyone in the comments is like, Sonic is very real. What are you talking about? You guys need to go. And we've been talking about going to Sonic for, I think, a year.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
I think longer than a year. We've been saying, we'll go next week. We'll go soon. We'll go this month. And then we haven't.
And we were like, this would be the dumbest way to end our podcast.
Are we ending it? We said we might, and then people were like, don't, but I don't know.
Get soda, like a coconut Coke.
I wouldn't enjoy that.
And try the cheese sticks, I guess.
Oh,
it's a fun
that's
place.
That's a very convincing.
Oh, this is a comment. I wanted to like talk to this person. Okay. Unicorn hypnotist commented, I go by Ali, but my full name is Alicia.
Okay.
When I'm asked if it's Alicia or Alicia, I say either way is fine. But if someone calls me Alicia, I get mad. There is no ish in my name. I feel like Alicia. It's, I feel like that's a hard, like that's harder than Colleen, Eric.
You feel like which one is harder?
I just feel like that's for it to be an Alicia.
Isn't it Alicia?
Well, look at it.
When I'm asked if it's Alicia like or
some
Alicia.
Some people have it hard. This opened the door to me like being like, oh, some people have it harder than us. Like as far as names go, like in pronunciations. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't find it hard to have the name that I do. I think you find it hard that I have the name that I do. I think that's who finds it hard.
If I saw Alicia, I'd be like, Alicia.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, Alicia.
Yeah, I would say Alicia too. And I wouldn't say Alicia either.
I wouldn't, yeah. I hear your struggles.
What?
Tater tots.
Yeah, tater tots.
Another person said tater tots.
Yeah.
With cheese, corn dogs, mozzarella sticks, wacky fries. What's going on at this fast food place? Cookie dough shakes? I thought it was just like a Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to order foods.
I'm a little bit nervous about tomorrow now.
I'm excited.
Cheese tots with garlic butter bacon cheeseburger and a strawberry limeade.
Crazy. Love, I think you're stalling right now.
Oreo cheesecake shake, cranberry slush, groovy fries.
Eric.
What are groovy? Mozzarella sticks, cheese,
Eric.
Cheeseburger, corn dog, chili cheese cone.
You can't just read a menu for a podcast. Like, this is not what we're doing.
I'm not reading a menu. I'm reading, but people are saying, I have to go there tomorrow. I've never been there my whole life. It's like we've driven this whole way. Like, so like the anticipation is up and I'm like, I'm gonna pull up to a window. Are we going to go inside?
I don't think there is an inside. Is there? I'm not sure. I think I saw comments saying there's not an inside, but I think you're stalling and you're just talking about Sonic.
To a window?
Because I know what you were going to talk about today and you haven't talked about it yet.
Don't make me Fly Guy.
I think it's time to talk about Fly Guy, love. Do you want to talk about Fly Guy?
If I Fly Guy, then we're ending it there.
Okay. We can end it Fly Guy. We can end up Fly Guy. You guys, Eric wanted, you brought this up. Eric said he wanted to talk about this on the podcast.
No, I've been wondering why. I made a comment to you last night. So anyways, you want me to tell the story? And then I'm done.
Okay. With the podcast? Are you not going to be on the 200th episode?
No.
Okay.
I'll eat, but I won't talk.
Okay. Sorry, I have to close sip different because people said that I wasn't sitting ladylike enough.
Close your legs.
Is this ladylike
enough? Close your legs. We had a parent-teacher conference, but with all the parents.
It was just like it was a school meeting.
School meeting with our son's teacher, and we had it the other night. And we were late. We were running a little bit late. And on the drive, I was like, as we were getting in the car, I was like, as we were trying to leave, because there's, you know, I had a babysitter or whatever, so we could go to it because it was just for parents. I was like, well, I don't want to be late to this thing because I don't want to be the last people there. And I didn't want to be the last people there. And then we're driving there.
We weren't.
Pretty close. I'll continue.
Okay.
And as we're pulling into the parking lot, I'm like, well, I was like anxious about it. It's like to meet with our kid's teacher and all the other parents and whatever. It was like a little bit nerve wracking to me and to be sitting in I didn't know what it was going to be. But to imagine to be sitting in a first grade classroom, you know, I don't know. And as we're parking, I say to you, like, if we get in there and they're going around in a circle introducing themselves. And saying a comment about them, an interesting fact about them, myself, I go, I'm out of here. If we walk in there, I'm like, I'm going to turn around and leave. So we're kind of like
hustling up, you know what I mean? It started at a 30, you know what I mean? It'd be here at this time,
because
30.
Because it makes him anxious, not because he doesn't want to participate in something that has to do with our school. Well, of course, it makes him anxious.
Who doesn't, when you're going around and you have to say your name and something you're excited about or an interesting fact about yourself or whatever, who's not counting down? Okay, there's three people ahead of me. Okay, like whose heart doesn't start to, is that not everybody?
Yeah, no, it's very,
like, I know I'm an actor, yeah, and I've acted stressful in things, but even still, that like makes me nervous. So we get to the door and it started, and the teacher has set up rows of seats, and the only seats left are the two seats directly in front of her front row. And I'm saying like a foot in front of her and her presentation to all the parents. All the parents took all the back row, middle row, and front row seats that weren't the two directly in front of her. Everyone turns around, looks at us. It's like, oh, come in. There's two seats left directly in front. We're all just going around the room, introducing ourselves and saying an exciting fact about ourselves.
You know what's funny is actually she didn't say what they were doing.
They were just in the middle of it.
So she just said, you guys can come sit down. And so we sat down, and we had one person was talking when we got there. And it was the person next to me.
Yeah.
And this person was like, so my kid's name is this, and I think this, this, and this. And I was like, What are we doing? Okay, so we're saying,
wasn't explained to us, but
what our kid's name is.
It was pretty obvious. Worst case scenario.
I didn't know what the task was at hand. And so I was like, I'm excited for Flynn to make friends. You know, I just said something random, but then it was like, I found out later when next parents came in late. She was like, we're saying our kid's name something, 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 and why you're excited for them to be at this school or something, and what you looking forward to them learning academically, blah, blah, blah. And I like definitely just did not have the correct answer to the question, but I didn't know what the question was.
Yeah, so not only were we sat immediately late, sat front row, we're in the exact worst case scenario where I was thinking of, where we're all going around saying our names, introducing ourselves and something interesting or whatever, but we were sat front row and then immediately next. Chaos in my brain. Chaos. Mm-hmm. Got, but like, just faked it till mm-hmm. I made it. Just said, you said your thing. And I'm like, oh, I can do this. Yeah, yeah. I'm so and so. And I'm so, you know, excited about this and whatever, and moving on. And then I realized that we were in for, this was a long haul. This was not like a, it wasn't just like a quick, how do you do? And then you can get up and look around. You know what I mean? It was like, you're going to be sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no. And then I was in my body, I felt there's no air conditioning in here.
Yeah, well, it was hot.
And then in my body, I felt like I'm not background. I'm like featured extra. I'm like, everybody's looking at her and she's right here and I'm right directly in front of her. Like I could reach out and touch her. So like everyone is looking at me because she's right in front of me, so they can see me in their vision. You know what I mean? And then I felt the flies.
Yeah.
And then I felt like Charlie Brown. can't remember which character. I was like, oh yeah, there's no air conditioning. I'm hot. I'm sweating. I'm in front of everyone. I didn't want to be. I didn't want.
Isn't his name like Pig Pen or something? Like
Pig Pen and Charlie Brown. And there's a big fly and a little fly, and they both.
They really
were into me, and like, because all the windows are open because there's no air conditioning, and I'm looking at Colleen, you know, like, and I'm like, you know, I'm in front, I just felt like shifty and anxious, and I kept feeling like this little tickle. And so the whole, I mean, it was an hour and 15 minute kind of PowerPoint presentation, and I'm into it, and I am into it because this is my child's education, and I want to know what he's doing all day in class, and I'm so excited. And here's these drawings. He did that drawing. It's the best drawing. I got to take a picture of this drawing. It's the best drawing I've ever seen, and it's on his first grade class wall. This is incredible. What is that? And why does it keep happening to me? Is it happening to anybody else? And it just kept going and going and going the whole time, and I just felt... I kept running my hand through my hair, and I felt like every time I did it, I felt a fly, and then we get out of there. So then it ends and we mingle and we talk and you have to, you know, we're hello, hello. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it's me. I'm fucking fly guy from the front row. That's who I am. And my son's this or my child's this. And we start walking out to the car and I ask you a question. And it meant so much to me because I was like, this answer determines the rest of my life. And I asked her a question and I was hoping her response would be like, no, not at all. Like, not a big deal. I thought she would say, I just prayed like she would say like, oh, I didn't even notice. But I go, hey, was there flies all over my head that entire fucking thing? And you go, kinda. the way you go, kinda. Like, was like, oh no, the flies were just
joking.
Yeah, we're just in my head the whole time, and I go, "Oh no, forever! This school's gonna be at the school for 6 years, and I'm gonna be fly guy."
Well,
and like, you go, "Yeah."
I was like, it was pretty bad. Like, it was like there's like two flies that just were like hovering on him and on his head. It was like so insane, and it was like they were following him around the room. Like when we got up to mingle and like walk around. So actually what happened was he said, were those flies just like, were they just like on me? And I was like, yeah, kind of. And he was like, but were they on anyone else? And I was like, not really. It was kind of just on you. And then, and he's like, but was it like noticeable? Like it's the whole time. And I was like, yeah. And then it was later in the night when I couldn't get you. You weren't paying attention to something I said and go, hey, fly guy. And you're like, no, am I fly guy?
Yeah, fly. Well, yeah. And also like I wear hats a lot. Sometimes I don't wear hats, but like I also was like, I'm having a really good hair day. So no hat. And the.
Well, you know
the
what?
The product I used is, it's funny enough, is I bought it off TikTok. It's called like dirt something. So okay. I feel like it's made to make your hair look dirty. You know what I mean? You know that feeling when you wash your hair, you're like, oh, I wish it was like 2 days after
no,
I washed
my
hair.
No, I don't. And that is the answer. That's what I was just about to say.
I feel like
this is what I was just about to say. Guys, I don't know, but you have said to me many times, hey, you don't like the way your hair looks right after you wash it. You like it after it's been a couple days.
Yeah.
So if you're having a good hair day, that means it had been a couple days since you washed your hair.
But
which
it's
means
not like
flies.
Stinky for flies. I think it was like whatever the product. Stop. No. What happens? It's just 2 days. 2 days you don't wash your hair. It's not like your hair stinks.
But probably. I don't know. It's been 2 days.
I think you're telling
smell
me
it.
That my
smell it.
It's fine.
It's been 2 days for my hair. I need to wash it.
It's not, I mean, it's
yeah. Not great, love.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think that's why the flies were all over you. I don't think
I think
that's
people
why.
Know what I'm saying, where it's like there's like a window where it's your hair. I'm not talking about, it's not gonna smell that bad. It smells like hair. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, my hair looks best like right after it's clean and then I do it, like that's the best. But then the next day, it like doesn't look as good. But I know that you've said that for your hair, it looks better after a couple of days of not being washed. But like there could be a scent. There could be.
Yeah.
But also
people are active. People are like working out. People are like doing things.
The flies could have been not because of that too. It could have just been like, that's the side of the room they wanted to be on. There could have been like an air vent right there.
Yeah.
It maybe it's the chair you were sitting on. They really liked.
It could have been that. The area in the chair. Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, it was like pretty much 40 of us sitting and I was the only one with flies all over my head. But yeah, it could have been that. It could have been my seat.
It was only two flies.
The little one and the big one.
Yeah. So it was like a mommy and her baby. So maybe the mommy really liked being in that area and the baby's just
crazy.
Following her around.
I feel like.
I don't think.
And the way those these communities work and like PTA and whatever, I feel like, you know what I mean? And people have a hard time with names. I feel like I'm like really insecure. I'm just feel like everyone's like, that was fly guy.
This is absolutely not. This is the situation, love. You and I are I can guarantee you. You and I are the only two people in that room who noticed the flies. Promise times a billion, no one else in that room noticed the flies, knew they were there, had any...
I was...
Promise. There's saying, no way.
I was there for my son's curriculum and hearing about all the amazing things that he's doing all day and learning and how... And the standardized testing and how that works for children at such a young age in California and like how they're going to get to these great places in reading comprehension and math and whatever. At the same time, I can also be a shell of a human being, completely insecure, that flies with flying wolf.
I know, but tell me this. Tell me, do you remember anyone else having any weird thing going on with them that whole time?
Yeah.
See, I couldn't. I couldn't tell you if someone was like twitching their leg bugs. Or like hadn't fly near them or... I couldn't tell you anything about him. I wasn't looking at anyone else.
Graphic t-shirt said.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I remember, not really. You're right. Not really. No.
Yeah, they're not thinking about that. No one noticed the flies. Just you and me. That's just for me to make fun of.
Yeah.
It's not for them. Don't worry. No one knows you as Fly Guy. No one will know what you're talking about.
It
was very funny.
You know, that was good for me. I haven't laughed. I'm trying to retell that with you. I haven't laughed that hard in a while. I feel like that was really good medicine for me. Like, so I needed that. And I feel like I wash my hair more often. But I did. But the thing is, I had washed my hair the day before.
Hmm.
And it was just the product.
With shampoo?
Yes.
I don't know.
What else would I wash my hair with?
Well,
the way you said that.
What?
Was kind of like... With shampoo? Like,
no, because you wash your hair sometimes. Like you take a, I think guys are different than girls because you'll take a shower and get your hair wet, but no, not wash it.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And if I don't wash my hair, it's not wet.
I washed my hair with shampoo the day before, which is why I'd put this product in that's called like dirt something. So it's because it's supposed to make your hair look like it's like.
Dirty.
Been dirty for a couple of days. You know, and whatever it's. When my hair is very clean, it's floofy. It's like, it's very dry and like poofy and you know what I mean? It's so.
Yeah. I think you have great hair.
I don't think it's like, it's tamed or whatever. And I don't want, it's not like the style I'm going for. I don't really care.
Your hair
I don't really
care. Great.
It's kind of like whatever. It's kind of like wild or whatever, but like I do wash it like every other day.
Yeah. I didn't mean anything mean by like wash it with.
Are you supposed to shampoo your hair every day?
No, you're not supposed to shampoo your hair every day.
I do it every other day and then I put in a leave-in conditioner. The difference, is that weird?
No, leave-in conditioners are great for you. I think that the reason I said that is because I know that you'll take showers, like I said, your hair will get soaking wet, but you won't wash it. And girls don't do that usually. Like if we take if it's not hair washing day,
okay,
we don't get our hair wet.
If your hair is wet, it's because you're washing it.
Yes. That's, so if it's not hair washing day, then you don't.
That seems like such a not fun. The idea of taking a shower and not getting my hair wet, it's like, well, I didn't even shower.
Right. Yeah. I'm just telling you that's why I said that, because I didn't know if you were like rinsing your hair with no shampoo or something. Man. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe your shampoo smelled amazing. So I wanted your shampoo.
The hardest I had laughed in weeks was when I just was praying, you'd be like, what are you talking about? And you were like, kinda. The way your face was. Yeah, there was flies.
Well, because you're sitting next to me and we were coming near me.
I could kind of see them, but I was kind of, and I kind of felt itchy, but I was like, this isn't real. But I kept having to like do this, but I was like, this can't be happening. I can't believe we are last. Because of course, like people don't want to take the front two seats. And of course, they are all going around saying their name and something.
And of course, there are flies hanging out on your head.
And of course, there are flies all over my head for the entire hour and 15-minute PowerPoint presentation.
But the funniest part, too, was that like, it was like there's the flies were hovering there. But then like we stood up, we're walking around the classroom looking at the art on the walls, and they were following you.
Okay. I didn't know that. I wasn't even going to tell this story. I was going to talk about the stupid minions.
That's the part that I thought was. That that's game. The part that I thought that you.
I was going to talk about minions and what we should eat Sonic. I didn't like the flying. I mean,
Lovey, no one noticed. I promise. I'm just teasing you, and you always look amazing. I think your hair looks great. It didn't look dirty at all.
Pig pen.
It just smelled dirty.
Ugh.
I'm just kidding.
That was the most unconvincing.
That was
kidding.
Also like the grossest. Like, did you hear how I said it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Straight to jail.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Next week, we will see you for the 200th episode. And it's Eric's birthday when the 200th episode goes live next Wednesday.
And
it
that's
is
it.
Eric's birthday extravaganza. We'll see you guys.
Tater tots
next
with
week.
Garlic cherry
garlic
lemonade.
Chunks.
Yeah,
my,
I don't know.
You guys, we're near the beach, and just in the time frame of filming
they
this,
look great.
My hair has frizzed.
No one's
so
yeah.
much. Just
love your hair.
You're so close.
No
to,
flies
yet.
Looks great. That's a funny. That was
all right. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Bye.